We're going to hear next from a former translator in Afghanistan. Qiyamuddin Amiri once worked alongside British Special Forces, and yesterday he spoke on behalf of his classmates at the Colby College commencement ceremony in Maine.
Starting with our professors, esteemed faculty, without your wisdom, leadership, kindness, and patience, we wouldn't be who we are today. And by that, I mean skeptical of everything.
Qiyam, as friends call him, grew up in Kabul under the Taliban. He wove carpets as a boy 6 days a week to help his family earn money. His father, an uneducated man, insisted Qiyam also learn English, and that set him on a long path to the U.S.
Sometimes I look at my life as a piece of fiction writing, you know, and I kind of see myself as the main character. Like, what else is going to happen?
How did the British Special Forces find a young kid who had learned English? How does that happen?
Well, British are really good at what they want. And then a friend of mine from high school had found a job with the British, and they were pretty new in the town, so they needed another translator. So my first interview with the British, I mean, that was miserable because I had such a hard time understanding. My listening skills were weak. I had to work hard to learn English.
How much pressure was there in meetings like that with British Special Forces? Did you feel like if you mess this up, the doors close, that the future's not as bright?
No, I think at home, the theme of life becomes sort of survival, you know, and anything is possible. Keep knocking and one of the doors will open.
When you say anything is possible, I mean, you strike me as someone who has a lot of self-motivation. If someone there wants to repeat your journey, I mean, how much is outside assistance and how much is it what you do?
I think it's both. My life is a combination of both. I was blessed with a loving and supporting family. And the fact that my parents were not educated and the fact that they wanted something better for me probably motivated me to give them that. But obviously, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't got the scholarship. So when I say everything is possible, does not mean that somebody can lie down. You have to work for it and see opportunities in everything.
I want to ask you about this commencement speech that you wrote. This journey that you've taken from making carpets back as a teenager, did that factor into the speech in a large part?
I think one thing that I want my classmates to know, I've become who I am today as a result of my past experiences and present experiences. So I want to tell them that they had a role in shaping my identity and shaping my dreams and what I can achieve. I use my life as an example to tell them that anything is possible and they have a larger obligation to the world around them, because they are, after all, the fortunate and the privileged ones.
Now, Qiyam has also used his influence to reach other Afghan students. 3 years ago, he helped start a scholarship program through a prep school in Maine called the Gould Academy. Qiyam interviewed dozens and dozens of kids in Kabul, and he settled on two. One of them actually joined him in the studio, Sikander Ahmadi.
We still do need a lot of help in terms of bringing people out of Afghanistan and educating them in the West. There are still a lot of kids who are at my age who are even smarter than me. They can't really get those opportunities like the one I had, and they can really make a change to the destiny of Afghan people and to the world eventually.
And is that your plan? Are you going to go to college and go home at some point?
Oh, that's definitely one of my biggest dreams. As one of the very few unfortunate Afghan kids, I should do something for my people.
And Qiyam, what's next for you?
What's next for me? I'm going to the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts. I want to find a place where I can be the most effective for the cause of Afghanistan. If it's Kabul, I'll be in Kabul.
Well, thank you both so, so much for joining us. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's Sikander Ahmadi and Qiyamuddin Amiri, Afghans who are now studying in the U.S. They joined us from Colby College in Waterville, Maine.